Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. I have once again tapped into the knowledge and expertise of my buddy, the researcher and writer, Pat McShay, and today we're going to cover American CCP, Constant Censorship Programs. Pat, welcome to Power of Prophecy.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to be with you.
Now, Pat and I have already spent 30 minutes talking about a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I called Pat yesterday to see if we could do a show today, he said, sure, let's do it. It was the shortest conversation we've ever had. I looked at the timer and it was 3 minutes and 46 seconds. So we are full of vim and vigor. We're ready to get after it. We're going to talk about these censorship programs. Now, Pat wrote an outstanding article entitled "The COVID Vaccine Agenda is a DARPA-funded depopulation program," and you can find it at stateofthenation.co/?p, the equal sign 156062. That's their nomenclature for their articles. But it is a great article. If you can't find it, just do a search for Pat McShay, M-C-S-H-A-Y, on Vaccine Agenda is a DARPA program. You'll pull it up.
Jerry, I would like to interject real quick. State of the Nation is a great website, and I submitted that article as well to Operation Disclosure, and they censored the article so bad I told them to take it down. And the publisher told me that he censored it because his sponsors didn't like me talking about the Ukraine situation. So I just wanted people to know Operation Disclosure censors their articles. So beware.
Wow. You know, it's bad enough we have to deal with censorship from our federal government, but when alternative media starts to censor articles because of my sponsors, you know, that's one of the reasons that Power of Prophecy has never accepted sponsorship money. If you support the ministry, you can do so with a love gift, or you can buy one of the multitude of books, videos, or audio programs that we have. But we're not going to let anybody tell us what we can and can't talk about.
Yeah, I told the publisher at Operation Disclosure should rename his site Operation Censored. So, yeah, I would beware going on that site.
Wow. Stateofthenation.co is an outstanding site for news. They've got numerous articles from numerous researchers and independent writers.
Yes.
So support stateofthenation.co. I go there a lot, especially when Pat tells me, hey, I got a new article. Well, I got to go find it.
And you know, Operation Disclosure had posted well over 100 of my articles, and that was the first one that they censored like that. So, yeah, it really disappointed
That is so sad. You know, it's bad enough that alternative media has such a negative visual to so many because of controlled media lambasting and knocking down everybody that's doing the truth digging that needs to be done. It's not something that's submitted from a Rothschild-controlled organization that's a globalist-run place like Reuters. I mean, it's controlled media, Associated Press.
It's like these fact-check sites that popped up in the last couple of years. They're all controlled by George Soros, Bill Gates, the Clinton Foundation, all left-wing They're all left-wing supported.
And, yeah, you're right. And the Klaus Schwab, all of those that are tied in with the young global leaders and the global leaders of tomorrow, whatever Schwab wants to call them.
Right.
They're all controlling the medium that is news. I came across an article on Breitbart, and I told Pat this in the lead up to our recording. They have a style guide for writers for the Associated Press. You have to call them anti-abortion centers. You can't call it a pregnancy resource center or a crisis pregnancy center. You have right. to use that negative connotation, that derogatory term, anti-abortion, because the AP wants to kill babies. That's just right. what they do. So when you've got an organization as big as the Associated Press, they're global, and they're telling you you have to use certain terminology. It's slanted towards the left to persuade people that don't know any better or don't care to dig in the wall and find the truth. It persuades them to believe.
Yeah, the AP have been gatekeepers for a long time.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Sadly. And we were talking earlier about the Grammys. Okay, let's just throw this out there. Sam Smith is, well, he calls himself a non-binary whatever. Is he a homosexual? Is he bisexual? I don't know. I don't care. His music is garbage to me. It's garbage, period. But he was on the Grammys performing a song with a male tranny, or a, we used to call them cross-dressers, Pat.
Yeah.
The dude likes to wear women's clothes. And they had yeah. a song, and it was appropriately titled for these two miscreants, Unholy. And it won a Grammy because these people think that this is the best thing since sliced bread. But in rehearsal, Sam Smith tweeted out, "This is going to be special," with a picture from backstage of all the dancers and everything going on. And CBS replied to this tweet saying, "We are ready to worship." When they
yeah,
did
it's, the, really, it's really disgusting. Isn't it?
When they did the performance, what did they do, Pat?
Well, you got to read the words to Unholy. They're really disgusting. You could he was dressed in red, and he looked like the devil. And all around him, dancers that were all dressed in red, and it looked like a satanic mass basically going on. They had women in cages and. Yeah, they're very bizarre. And Tucker even had some of the video from his new video that's out called I'm Not Here to Make Friends, where he's in a restroom simulating having sex and being urinated on by other guys. So everything this guy does is disgusting, but He's the new thing in the music industry that everyone's praising.
And CBS says, "We are ready to worship this satanic garbage." And then they quietly deleted the tweet so they didn't offend Christians that wanted to watch that garbage. I don't know, but that's another form of censorship, isn't it? When they say they're going to worship this satanic garbage and then. And then they Absolutely. Delete the tweet. And who was it sponsored by?
It was sponsored by Pfizer. And that sponsorship came up right as the live performance was ending. The big Pfizer logo came on and it said, "Sponsored by Pfizer." So. Yeah, really, really disgusting. You can't make it up.
You cannot make this garbage
up. The good news is it got 6 million fewer viewers than the Grammys did just a few years ago. So they're losing audience every year.
all of these awards show are, Pat. They have gone woke, and all of these woke corporations that keep sponsoring this trash.
Well, it just shows that these corporations are behind it. You know, what is fascism? It's when corporations are working with corrupt government. And that's exactly what we've got going on now. I remember back when, you know, the music was pretty good. I don't know anybody that listens to the new music. It's really, really garbage.
You know, there's no creativity because we've programmed creativity out of our youth in these indoctrination centers that we call public education.
Oh, absolutely. And that's apparently not going to get any better anytime soon. That's probably why homeschooling is skyrocketing across the country.
Exactly. That was the biggest downturn for the institutional programming that was being implemented. And with the lockdowns, parents saw the garbage that was being put forth in the schools and said, you know, I could do better than this at home. And homeschooling has skyrocketed in the last 2 years. And it's a blessing to our youth that they're not being subjected to this garbage that's being pushed in schools.
Well, and that's why people are fleeing these blue states. Crime is higher in states that have Democrat leadership, cities that have Democrat leadership, and that's where you find more of this indoctrination. So get to the red states and, you know, keep these people out of office that are pushing these horrible programs.
Yeah. And I saw Gavin Newsom's wife, the nonprofit that she's part of, got $1.5 million for producing videos that were shown in California schools that push the Black Lives Movement and the transgender movement and
yes,
all of this garbage that it's not, you know, when we went to school, Pat, it was reading, writing, arithmetic, history, and civics.
Sure. Well, they don't even teach civics anymore, and the history they teach are mostly lies.
Well, when they adopted the, 1619 Project garbage, the fiction
yes.
that was, and said slavery was what built America, no.
And they won Pulitzer Prizes for that as well.
For fiction, but they put it off as truth.
Yes.
That's...
Well, it's the same as these people that lied about the Russia collusion. They all won Pulitzers for that, and they should have those taken away.
Every one of them. You know,
yes.
When I see why there was such an uproar with Elon taking over Twitter, because now that Matt Taibbi has brought out the Twitter files, we see that governmental censorship was rampant and widespread.
Yeah, and a big part of that was pushing the vaccines and striking any tweets that were negative about the vaccines. They were kicking thousands of people off for posting articles about the vaccines. And, you know, it turns out all those people were posting good information that they deemed unacceptable. So they were pushing these vaccines hard. And now we know that they've killed millions of people. I think that's out there now. At least Twitter's now allowing these people back on that were all kicked off. You know, they kicked off hundreds, if not thousands of doctors that were coming out against the vaccines. And of course, now in California, doctors can lose their license if they speak out against these vaccines. So it's really bad.
Yes, very much so. And you mentioned in your article about DARPA, a Sasha Latapova.
Yeah, she was a longtime researcher and executive for several pharmaceutical companies, and she said that the Pentagon was behind the vaccine program. It was funded by DARPA. DARPA was behind Moderna. Moderna had never put out a single drug successfully until their COVID-19 vaccine. So this whole thing was a government operation. And, you know, of course, now we know that these weren't vaccines at all. They're gene therapy. They do change your DNA. A number of scientists have come out and said that. All of these doctors that came out early against the vaccines, like Robert Malone and Dr. McCullough, Peter McCullough, were all banned from social media. Dr. McCullough was fired from his position with Baylor University, and they're trying to take his license right now. So, and they're still forcing these vaccines on certain members of the military. And I wrote also in my article there, a whistleblower pilot came forward and said that these vaccines have harmed thousands of pilots that were forced to take the vaccine. So is that the reason that we're having so many flights canceled? You know,
you have to think. And when you find out that global elites are demanding pilots without the jab to be on the flight deck on their little private airplanes, they don't want somebody that they know is going to die behind the wheel of their aircraft, and they're going to go down with them.
Yeah, I saw one pilot interviewed that said that he blacked out right before his plane full of passengers touched down, and he said he didn't remember landing the plane. Turns out he had a heart attack. He did successfully land the plane and said he didn't remember it at all. So that's pretty scary stuff.
Very much so. I had a clip from Bob Snow, was American Airlines pilot, and I hope he still is. He talked about having a heart attack after he landed at DFW, and he blamed the jab. And
yes,
these are his words, and he's got a number of pilots that are friends of his that are done. They can't fly anymore.
Right. I saw another interview with a pilot that had to take over the controls of a large passenger jet because the pilot had a heart attack on takeoff and died while he was taking off. The co-pilot took control of the plane, turned around, and immediately landed it back down because they thought the pilot could be saved, but turned out that he died in the meantime. So this stuff is happening, and they're not reporting it on the news.
No, and they don't report the fact that the FAA has changed its mandates for EKGs on pilots to be eligible to fly. I mean, they are putting hundreds of thousands of American citizens, but the FAA and all of the different entities globally that tell pilots when they have to retire and when they're able to fly and certify them and all that.
Have you seen some of these near misses? They're reporting one now at an airport that a Federal Express jet just missed when he was landing, just missed a plane that was taking off on the same runway. You got to think that the air traffic controllers were forced to take the vaccinations too.
Oh yeah. Did it all compound itself with the massive shutdowns around Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
You have to ask that. You know, we've got antiquated systems that air traffic control uses to keep track of planes here, there, and everywhere. We don't use radar. We use transponders now. But the scheduling that Southwest Airlines, the pilots and flight crew, were livid about the antiquated program that they used to notify when you're going to fly. They were complaining about that. But is it more than that? Because we don't get all of the truth. It's censored from our knowing everything going on behind the scenes. But was it flight attendants that had to take the jab that all of a sudden were deathly ill or having myocarditis, pericarditis, whatever? Was it pilots that were having these heart issues? Same thing. Air traffic control. I mean, I think all of it, the guinea pigs that were forced and mandated to take these jabs, I think it came back to bite the airline industry on the butt around that time. That's why we had so many massive delays and cancellations.
Well, not only that, but they forced all of the military pilots to take the vaccines too. So that's going to create more problems.
Who do you think they get to be pilots for these carriers? Southwest, American, United.
They all come from the military.
They're all military pilots. And now that we have put in this jab, this gene therapy that's killing millions of people, but I guess if you're looking to ground aircraft around the world and reduce the carbon emissions, the greenhouse gases, that'd be one way, wouldn't it?
It sure would. And, people that don't take this climate change, climate hoax, I think, seriously, better beware, because the next lockdowns are going to be climate change lockdowns. They've already talked about those, and Celeste Solem, a FEMA whistleblower, has said that these climate lockdowns are coming, and they've got these new rules that they're implementing in England, and they're starting to do it here, where they don't want people even leaving their neighborhoods. I think they're called 15-minute neighborhoods, something like that. They don't want people driving. And you kind of get that from Pete Buttigieg and some of the things Biden is saying, that they just do not want people traveling. Pretty soon, we're going to need special permission just to leave our cities and states.
Well, that was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, I think. It was one of those that Biden implemented with the Congress controlled by the Democrats, the demon rats.
Yeah.
They're going to monitor your mileage driven per year. And if they have their way, it will be taxed to try to get you away from your vehicle. They don't want you driving.
Yeah. The whole 15 minute city thing is a residential urban concept in which most daily necessities and services, such as your work, shopping, education, health, leisure, everything you do will have to be within a 15 minute walk or bike ride. Not a drive, a walk or bike ride, because they don't want you driving. And if you do, you better be in an electric car, which we can't handle anyway right now. If everybody had an electric car, they can't handle that.
This was introduced at the World Economic Forum, and I think the guy from Saudi Arabia talked about it this year. I think it was this year. He called it the 5-minute city. And it's going to be hundreds, almost like the Tower of Babel, hundreds of thousands of feet tall and a few hundred feet wide, but it's going to be in a straight line. And it'll house millions of people in this.
I saw that. Aren't they building that now? It's in Saudi Arabia, isn't it?
They have started construction on this, and right in the middle of the desert. And at sea level, it goes up, and as it heads towards the mountains, it shrinks down. So it's one level all the way to the mountains. And this one strip will house hundreds of millions of people. And he said this is a, I forget the term he used, but it's not a time limit thing. It's going to be 2050, 2060 before it gets completed. So it's generational. And eventually yes. everybody will live in this and you'll have rapid transit. So it'll be electric trams and bikes and walk and multiple stories. After watching his presentation and then seeing what happened in Syria this week, the earthquake, they multiple 7+ on the Richter scale earthquakes where they're projecting 20,000 or more dead. Do you really want to be in an enclosure where an earthquake can, because we're not smarter than God. Contrary to what these guys want to think, we are not smarter than God. We have not built anything ever that can withstand God's wrath.
Right. Well, you know, and are those manufactured by heart?
Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
You have to wonder.
Yes. You know, most people would say that's crazy. That's just a big conspiracy theory, but people should look into that.
I mean, well, I did a program called Weather War, and I talked about directed energy weapons that's been developed by DARPA, and they have HAARP set up, and they claim it's one thing, but they wrote a report. They wrote a report about controlling the weather. This really got pushed during the Vietnam War because they wanted to be able to control the weather and make it impossible for the Vietnamese to move with all of the tsunamis and torrential downpours so that our soldiers could be aggressive and it would slow down the Vietnamese. So controlling the weather has been something that the powers that be have pushed for decades.
Yeah. For people that don't know, HAARP is an acronym that stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, and it's funded by, guess who? The Pentagon and DARPA, which is another acronym that means the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, that is also behind the gene therapy now known as the COVID-19 vaccines.
Yeah, and Project Veritas. Oh, we're almost out of time at the first half, but when we come back in the second half, Pat, I want to talk about this director for Pfizer that was filmed by Project Veritas, one of the truth tellers out there that, boy, they're making hay. And this guy was mortified to find out that he had been one of them that had been filmed, and a director for Pfizer.
Yeah.
This is,
and he's a medical doctor.
But his reactions go, they show the seriousness of the censorship programs that are out there. And anybody that dares to try to tell the truth, boy, howdy, hang on to your hats. And when Pat and I come back, we're going to talk about this gentleman. His name is Jordan Tristan Walker. He is a Director of Research and Development for Pfizer. His reaction.
Go to BitChute because they've already taken it down on YouTube.
Oh, boy. Yeah, YouTube is a huge censor organization.
Yes.
They're part of Google, so they can't let the truth get out there. But we're gonna take a brief pause, and when we come back, we're going to jump right back in. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to get after it. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. I want to tell you about an outstanding documentary DVD that we have entitled Mind Control, HAARP and the Future of Technology. HARP is a large antenna array system that was designed and built in the 1980s. It was originally intended as a military defense project against Russian missile attacks. Some of the secondary features of the HARP system, however, proved to be a whole lot more interesting than simply radar and communication disruption. By focusing resonant frequencies into the ionosphere, HARP can create signals of extreme low frequency that can actually affect the human brain. The discovery of this technology has led the military and the private sector to explore technologies that use resonant frequencies to affect how people think and feel. The human body is largely electrochemical, and by interfering with certain frequencies, scientists can alter how the human body will react. These interferences can be used for positive aspects, such as meditation and relaxation, but they can also be exploited for more nefarious purposes, such as creating stress, confusion, and the sensation of psychosis or schizophrenia in a targeted individual. This documentary features an exclusive interview with writer and researcher Dr. Nick Begich. Mind Control, HARP, and the Future of Technology looks at how research into electrochemical reactions and frequency response has changed the ability of military operators to turn our computer-guided world against us. Unbelievable. And it's all put together in a 70-minute documentary. It also includes special features, but this 70-minute documentary, Mind Control, HARP, and the Future of Technology. We're only asking $20. Please add $5 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $25. You can order your copy of Mind Control by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. We accept those on our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for Mind Control right there on the main page. Just click on it, put in your name, address, charge card information, your shipping preference, hit submit. We'll get it, and we'll get it coming to you. You can also use these charge cards and fax in your order. Our fax number is 512-263-9793. Make sure you put your name, your address, the item that you wish to order. You could just write Mind Control, and we'll process that and get it coming to you right away. Now, if you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Mind Control, HARP, and the Future of Technology. If you don't have it, I urge you to get it now. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is the investigative reporter, Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jerry.
Now, before the break, we were talking about Jordan Walker, a director of research and development at Pfizer, and he made a comment when he was secretly filmed at a bar, that this seems to be the public forum for Project Veritas to catch these guys with their guard down and actually telling truth. But he was filmed, and he said, you know, you got to be careful because people are out there trying to film blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, he was being filmed.
Yeah.
Good for Project Veritas.
Yeah, Project Veritas has had some real good undercover investigations, and they've caught, this is not the first Pfizer executive that they've caught on film. I don't know if people are familiar with Project Veritas, but they use hidden cameras to get people to say things that they later wish they hadn't said. But yeah, they got this guy admitting that they were going to develop other viruses so that they could continue to push vaccines so they could have an endless supply of new customers for their vaccines.
So it's a money grab.
Yeah, it looks like a total money grab. What have they made, like $60 billion this year alone on these vaccines?
It was record-breaking as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's just the amount of misery that they unleashed on society with their jab. But when James O'Keefe, he is the head of Project Veritas, he wanted to speak publicly at, well, in person with this director, and this guy kind of freaked out, didn't he?
Yeah, he soon as he found out he was being recorded, he went nuts. He grabbed the computer from the one fella that was there with Project Veritas and threw it on the ground and was stomping on it and running around the restaurant where they were filming him. And he called the police, and James O'Keefe was just shaking his head going, "Dude, what, why are you calling the police? We're just asking you questions." It was really embarrassing for the guy.
You know, when the cat gets let out of the bag and it begins to show itself, the best thing to do is turn the cat loose. But that's not human nature when you're clandestinely harming. You know, the old Hippocratic Oath was do no harm. But that has gone out the window. It's money, money, money. And the Bible tells us the love of money is the root of all evil. But that doesn't stop Pfizer and Borla and all of these people from profiting off of the misery.
Well, I don't think there's any question that this was a sterilization and a depopulation agenda. This had nothing to do with helping people. It had everything to do with sterilizing people, and they've proven now that this affects the male testes, the female ovaries, all in a negative way. Miscarriages are up, you know, difficulties with pregnancies, babies being born dead are way up. So this is everything to do with depopulation and sterilization.
You know, the Georgia Guidestones told us that they wanted to reduce the population to 500,000 people. What better way than this scamdemic?
Yes.
And sadly, Pat, people don't realize that the so-called pandemic that the World Health Organization claimed COVID-19 was nowhere near the death and misery that we have achieved under this jab mandate.
Well, this wasn't a real pandemic. When 99%+ of the people that got COVID-19 survived, and 99% of the people that were dying in the first 6 months were all an average age of 82 years old with 4+ comorbidities, That's not a real, that's a fake pandemic. And that's what I've been saying for 2 years.
You and me both, brother. I have exposed and talked until I'm blue in the face that this did not meet any of the criteria to be labeled a pandemic. The only way they were able to do that was to fudge the numbers. So a motorcyclist died in a wreck, but he had COVID. He tested positive for COVID. At least that's what they claimed. So they blamed his death on a COVID.
Yeah, they actually even reported on, I think it was Tucker Carlson a couple of years ago, that there was a letter that went out from the CDC telling doctors to call everything, every death, a COVID-related death. So they were putting COVID on almost every death certificate as COVID-related. And they were giving families extra money for putting that on the death certificates, just like they gave hospitals thousands of dollars to give them remdesivir, which was killing people, destroying their kidneys. They gave them additional funds for putting them on the ventilators. I think they got an additional $39,000 to put them on ventilators, which were blowing their lungs out. So even the protocol was killing people. They wouldn't allow ivermectin and were calling it horse paste when they knew that ivermectin had been called the number one therapeutic by the National Institute of Health back in 2014 for the SARS-CoV virus. So the whole thing was a ruse.
More censorship. And anybody that tried to use social media or alternative media to point out the fact that the NIH had supported ivermectin use before, the fact that hydroxychloroquine was a prophylaxis to prevent catching this COVID-19 SARS virus. All of this was labeled disinformation, misinformation, and you were booted from any social media platform, and you were lambasted as a purveyor of fake news.
Right, and like you mentioned, Matt Taibbi, the journalist, he found that there was a State Department entity called the Global Engagement Center that was pressuring social media companies to censor specific narratives of COVID-19. And anyone that suggested that COVID-19 was created by the U.S. government in order to achieve total control or surveillance was booted. They flagged accounts that described it as a engineered bioweapon, which I think now has been pretty much proven. Anyone that falsely claimed that coronavirus was not created by this bat virus was called Russian disinformation. Yeah, you notice that Russian disinformation has been blamed on not only this, it was blamed on Hunter Biden's laptop information.
Yes. So
they're blaming Russian disinformation for everything.
You know, it's funny. The media calls it the laptop from hell. And you know why? Because of all of the truth that's on this laptop that's finally getting put out there for everybody to see.
Right.
You know, we find out that there was an email with the big guy tied in with China with a Chinese oil company. And then when he released the strategic reserves, the oil company in China that got the strategic reserves that was meant for us actually went to a Chinese oil company with ties to Hunter Biden.
Right. Well, and you know, Biden signed an executive order last year in March, executive order 14067, James Rickards, who's worked with the White House in the past, the Pentagon, the CIA, Congress, the Department of Defense. He called it the most treacherous act by a sitting president in our nation's history. And it calls for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over everyone's bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices in America for good. It's a war on freedom. And he also said that they're also coming for our money next. He says it won't be long before we'll be living in a cashless society. And after our cash is confiscated, it'll be replaced by programmable digital tokens that will result in total control of the American people. Every single digital currency will be programmed by the government and can be shut off if you get out of line, if you don't take your mandated vaccines on time. It'll be a total police state that is being set up right now. So it's on our doorstep, and they're censoring everything from the public.
You know, when I titled this American CCP, I tied it in. Everybody knows CCP is for Commie China, Red China. That's the acronym for Communist China. And right. I did that on purpose because China already has a social credit system in place. And they will limit your ability to travel through the country. They will limit your income possibilities. This is already in place in Commie China. And just like Pat said, it is on our doorsteps. And Commie Joe Biden, the resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and his cohorts in Congress, the House of Representatives and Senate, are all in on it.
Well, yeah, you know, Joe Biden was involved between his vice presidency and running for president with an oil company in China that Hunter Biden had worked with. Joe Biden, in 2022, after he became president, sold oil reserves to that Chinese oil company that had connections with Hunter Biden. Is that why Joe Biden shut down all the oil pipelines in America? I mean, you have to ask these questions. This guy, I think, is or possibly could be controlled by the CCP. I think a lot of people wonder about that now. So these questions have to be answered, man. And you also have to ask why these 50 former intelligence people, including five former CIA directors, all said that the laptop was all Russian disinformation. Are those people all involved in this too?
You have to think they are. Nothing.
And then you've got the dozens of biolabs, U.S. funded biolabs that were in Ukraine, including a company called Metabiota, that Hunter Biden had sunk millions of dollars into of his company money, and also our government sunk millions of, I think 20 plus million into Metabiota, which is a bio lab in Ukraine.
And if you tie in Rosemont Seneca,
yes,
you get to see a lot of the players that were tied in with Metabiota.
Yes. Oh, these questions have to be asked, but they have to be answered. And we're not getting any answers out of the Biden administration. It's all a big cover-up. Everything to them is just Russian disinformation and a lie. No one on the Republican side seems to be doing a whole lot about it yet, so we'll have to wait and see on that.
How many young global leaders are on the Republican side? I know Dan Crenshaw is. He's a World Economic Forum lackey, a stooge.
Well, Maria Bartiromo, who I've always kind of liked, she was always she was over at the World Economic Forum summits as well.
She's a young global leader. I was flabbergasted to see, and that's when I did World on Fire, my two-hour program on the World Economic Forum and all of the plans they have for us.
Yes.
I came across her name, and you cannot claim that Fox is not controlled media. Now,
right.
Tucker seems to be the most forthright in pushing truth. And I watch a lot of Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
But how much is censored that he's not allowed to touch? You have to ask.
Oh, wow. Well, you look at this. How many times has the front runner of a political party like Donald Trump is now, and I don't think there's any question that he's the front runner, none of these networks will even talk about him unless it's in a negative way. Even Fox, they won't even talk about him. It's unbelievable. He just had two huge events in two different states about a week ago that were both packed to the gills, standing room only crowds of enthusiastic voters, and not one word was said on any of the networks about it. I don't even think that's legal.
It's controlled media, all of it. And I know a lot of people that listen to my program are devout Fox News watchers. But I would like to say I'm a cynic. I don't want to be. But I do not put stock in what these big corporations want to tell me.
No. And like the big corporations, the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum, they're all for censorship, forcing vaccines, digital IDs. You know, they're all behind this stuff as well. And now you've got Joe Biden, who's angering the Saudis, who are now testing digital currencies and moving away from the petrodollar, which is the only reason that we've been allowed to just print money and spend trillions of dollars. And once that's gone, we're not going to be able to just print money anymore.
No.
The printing press will be gone. And they're fighting with everything they've got. They're fighting stopping this spending that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And you got Janet Yellen over in Zambia a couple of weeks ago. She's restructuring Zambia's debt. Now, what a joke is that?
Right. What is the GDP of Zambia?
Oh, yeah, a couple grand. I don't know. It can't be much.
I don't know.
And then you got Pothole Pete Buttigieg, who presided over every travel disaster, the supply chain disaster, and took 2 months off from maternity leave with his gay husband. And he says every transportation decision that he's made has been a climate decision. Well, that's important.
Yeah. Pothole Pete. That's a more apropos moniker has never been attached to anybody, because everything he touches is is trash.
Yeah. Yeah. He couldn't fix the potholes in South Bend, Indiana. So Joe Biden made him the transportation secretary. Unbelievable.
And then we got Mayorkas that's got a sieve on our borders, and then Kamala out there saying, well, our borders aren't secure.
Yeah, she's just an embarrassment. The New York Times just wrote an article saying that we can't count on Kamala, so find somebody else. Boy, when the New York Times dumps the vice president, you know they're toast.
They've dumped Biden. He doesn't need to run in 24 because he's senile. But Dr. Jill, she's out there front and center because I think she likes being in a position of power.
Oh, yeah. And did you see that 24 top Ukrainian officials have been forced to resign because they found that They'd embezzled $100 billion, and they were buying luxury mansions in other countries, luxury vacations, and sports cars. That's where our money's going.
Yeah, it didn't go to help the war effort in Ukraine. It went to the oligarchs. Well, doesn't Zelensky own a spread down in Florida?
He owns a $40 million mansion in South Florida. Yeah, not far from Miami.
And if you're on Twitter, George Webb does an outstanding amount of on-site reporting. If you're on Twitter, you need to look up George Webb.
And it's at Real George Webb One.
Go through his timeline, because he was reporting on the graft that was happening in the Ukraine. I think he even did a shot in Florida behind Zelensky's mansion. So this guy's out there. And speaking of Twitter, Pat, give everybody your Twitter handle so they can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is at J_McShay.
And it used to be, what, at Pat McShay, but that was one of three other iterations that got canceled?
I was canceled twice, and so I'm now at J_McShay, all lowercase. So, yeah, definitely check me out on Twitter. I'll tell you, it's tough to build an audience back, especially, I don't know, you know, how much I'm still being censored. I think anybody that's putting up real information has a tough time.
You know, it's crazy that you heard about shadow banning from those who were being shadow banned, and then you see video proof of a tweet that they put out there, and they had 16,000 likes and 27,000 shares, and then the next thing you see is there's 12,000 likes and 14,000 shares. The numbers go down. They don't go up. They're going down until Musk bought it. And now he's fighting gremlins in the software, and his brain trust is trying to fix it. But
he's let go 70% of the staff that was on board there and is still operating the site. So, boy, do you think they had a lot of dead weight on Twitter?
Well, they were all too busy going to the yoga center, the wellness center, the free lunches,
Did you see the cafeteria food? They said that they had 5-star restaurant food and top-notch chefs preparing the food there.
Dude, when I saw that video, I'm thinking, man, I should have gone to California to work for Twitter decades ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Man, I have never eaten that good.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, pedophilia isn't a sexual preference. Bugs aren't food. mRNA injections aren't vaccines. Men are not women. The news isn't real. And climate change is not a threat.
Exactly.
You know?
Well said.
Everything we're being told, the government isn't your friend. So people need to get real news. Get on good sites that are trying to get the word out and dump the mainstream media.
Amen to that. Well, Pat, we have blown through an hour, brother. We just fly. The time flies when we're together, and I just have so much fun. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on Power Prophecy.
Well, I really appreciate it, and it does go quick. Thanks, Jerry.
All right. That's going to take care of this week's program. Pat and I want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.